The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Nishmat Morat Zikanati, Yafa Batzara, Nishmat Avram Ben Ester. Ruach Hashem, Tirechem, Began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied in Fuat Shalom, Hashem, Ben Dina, Ena Refanado. We begin today's daf on Samech Zayin Amud Rishon, and we are starting three lines from the top. In our sugya, we're in the sugya of Shinui Hashem. Rav Yosef taught us a law on yesterday's daf. Rav Yosef taught us Shinui Hashem is koneh. So the Gemara had a question from a case of beams. Person steals a beam and he puts it into his roof. So now it started off as a beam, now it's called roof. And still what's the deen? Halakha says you're allowed to pay back money. Why? Because of takanat ha-shavim. The rabbis were concerned that if you're going to have to pay back the beam, no one's going to take down their building. And then if you're not going to be able to make the shuvah. So they did you a favor. But mashma, without takanat ha-shavim, you have to return the actual item itself. Even though you stole beam, now it's called roof. So it's mashma that what? Shinui Hashem is not koneh. That was the question they asked on Rabbi Yosef. So on yesterday's daf, we saw one answer to the question that a beam is always a beam. And they brought an ayah from a bright that talks about the Haskell's prophecy. Now the Gemara offers another answer. It means that Amar Shinui Hachozer Libriyato B'Shinui Hashem Lo Haveh Shinui, which means a Shinui Hashem that you're able to revert it back to its original state, that's not considered a Shinui Hashem, which means a beam, even though now you're calling it a roof. But if you take it out, you'd be able to bring it back to its original state of a beam. So such a Shinui Hashem is not considered a Shinui. Look at Mashir Abizera Amar. Mirish Hainu Ta'ama Delo Mekanya B'Shinui Hashem Mishum Dehozer Libriyatu, im yisater, if you take the building apart, havi kishura k'demikara, avar abarzin tulo mikri mashcha. Once you make it abarzin, that mat that the Gemara talked about on yesterday's daf, once you make it a table mat, it's a table mat. It doesn't go back to be called a piece of leather. And therefore, Shinui Hashem is a conclusive Shinui Hashem. That's why it's koneh in that case. Comes again and says, "V'shinui Hashem, she'enu chozer lebriyato, mi yaveh shinui." Are you telling me that Shinui Hashem is indeed a shinui? Let's say a conclusive Shinui Hashem that changes completely, doesn't go back. Are you telling me that it's a shinui? And if it's koneh, why? What's the question? V'hare tzinor. Okay, we're talking about a pipe for the mikveh. Pipe to bring water from the mikveh. From the water to the stream into the mikveh. Demeikara kitzitzta. Initially, the pipe is called, or the piece of wood is called kitzitzta, piece of wood. Behashta, now after you hollow it out, tzinora. So, different name. Betanya tzinor shehakaka, you took a tzinor, and you chiseled it out. Ulbasov kebaod, and you put it into the mikveh to use it as a pipe. Posel it a mikveh, because it's considered a keli, which means you're not allowed to have a keli drawing water into the mikveh, because that's a problem of mayim she'uvim. So even though you stuck it into the ground and you want to say maybe it's considered mechobar lekarka, it doesn't matter. Since the water is going to a vessel, therefore it's posel the mikveh. Keva'o, but if you put it in the karka first as a piece of wood, ulbasof hakako, then while it was in the ground, you chiseled it out, because it's not considered a keli, it's considered already karka. But if you hold that Shinui Hashem is significant,
which means, even if you put it in the ground first, but you put a piece of wood in the ground, you put a ketzitza, now that you chiseled it out, it's a new item. Therefore, it's considered what? A tzinor. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that what? That a shinui Hashem is significant, what's the chiluk between when you put it in the ground, if you chiseled it first or not? Let's read the Rashi for the clarity. Rashi says, Demei kara ketzitza, shekodim shehakako nekrat ketzitza etz be'alma. A piece of wood. Ulbesof kaba'o v'imshich bo megeshamim. After you put it in the ground, you let the water run through it. Omer nahar lemikveh paslo. Why? Mishumayim sheuvim. We understand that. Kavo ulbesof hago. But if you put it in as a wood, then you chiseled it. Lav kerihu. Because now already this wood has a din of aras semichtahi. It's considered just thick ground, which means the ground has some elevations, right? So when you stick it on the ground, so look at it as if an elevation of the ground. Once already it's considered the grass, batia to the karka. Now when I make a hole, I'm making a hole in the ground. So then when the water goes through it, it's going to karka. Oh, but wait. If your time is shinui Hashem is significant, what I put in the ground, I put in the ground ketzitza. Now it's already tsinura. It's a different item. So therefore, shinui Hashem is significant. The chaura, it should be considered as if now I'm doing something new. And therefore, it should be considered a keli. Therefore, it should be posel the mikveh midin sheuvi. Gemara's question: Shani. Gemara says sheivad midrabanani. You're right. Which means we have a law that says what? If a person takes 3 logs of water in a keli and he puts it in the mikveh, let's say you have a mikveh that's 39 logs, you need 40 lugin for 40 se'ah. 40 se'ah. You have, let's say, 40 se'ah minus 3 logs. Guy cuts long, it takes a keli. With 3 logs of water and he pours it in, then mikveh is pasul midrabanan. So therefore, you're right. Really, I'll tell you, the rabbis were mahmir. It's chumrat rabbanan by mikveh. Really, I'll tell you, shinui is really koneh. And a change is really a change. But what? Oh, so then we'll a change. She tell me it should be a problem. No, the deen of she'iva is only a deen rabbanan. So then when they were mahmir, they were mahmir. But in this case over here, they said it's okay. They were only machmir when you're pouring, let's say, in a regular keli. Took a keli and I poured it into the mikveh. But anyway, it's in the ground already, and I made a hole in it. In this case, they're not going to say it's a problem of shuvin rashi sheiva mash mikveh nefsa begimel ugimash mitrabananu. And therefore, what's the with rabbanan? You can say they're not going to be machmir in the case where you put it in the ground first as a piece of wood, and then you were Hokek. Look, they weren't strict in that case. Shani sheivad rabbanan. Oh, iache afilu dereshaname. So if they're being lenient, let them be lenient even in the case where you put the keli in the ground. Correct? What was the first part of the braita? If you were hokek first and then you put it in the ground, it's a problem of shuvin. Yeah. Wait a minute, if you tell me anyway, the whole thing is rabbanan. Why were they strict in that case? Yeah. Gemara answers, Hatam ika torat keli alav betalush. There we make a gezerah, because it was a keli already when it was out of the ground. So if I matir this case, I might come to matir a regular taking keli and pouring it into the mikveh. So therefore, I'm going to machmir once that Hashem keli and you attach it to the ground, it's a problem. Hacha en torat keli alav betalush. Here, when it was talush, it was a piece of wood. So what gezerah can I make with shauf? Therefore, when I put it in the ground, and then I made hakika, there's no gezerah of shi'uvin, therefore it'll be okay. So they're able to answer this question. It's not a problem of shi'uvim only when, really, the rabbis only made a decree on regular kelim. I take a keli, I fill it up with water, I pour it in the mikveh. To that end, the rabbis were also strict, if I took a keli, I didn't put water in it. I attached it to the ground. Really, it should be okay. Because now it's karka. Still, you know why? Since it had a shem keli, make a gezerah. But if it didn't have a shem keli bechlal outside the ground, now I stick it in the ground and I hokek, even though you could argue, oh, shinui Hashem, now it's a new item.
The whole din is the Rabbanan in a regular case, they weren't gozer here. They were only gozer if they had a shem keli and then you attach it. But if it had a shem wood, then you attach it already. The Rabbanan did not go so far. Metive, the Gemara has another question. Back to the story of Yush. We learned on the earlier daf. Rabbi Yosef held what? Yush eno kone. Right? Yush alone is not kone. Metive hagana bagazlan ha'anas. Anas is a hamsan. He takes something against somebody's will and pays him money. But the guy really didn't want to sell. So he forced him. We called that anas. There was another word for it. We called it a hamsan. And she says, anas? Hamsan, diyahiv dameh. But he pays. Hikdeshan, hikdesh. All these guys, if they make the item hikdesh, it's hal. They stole the item, they made it hikdesh. Utrumatan, teruma. They stole perot of tebel. They took teruma from these items, terumatan, teruma. Umaserotav, maaser. Now, you cannot give maaser, or teruma, or hikdesh on an item that doesn't belong to you. Must be, it's talking about where the owner's made yush. Ah, so you see what yush is kone. She'ela against. Have you said Hikdesh and Hikdesh. He stole an item. And he made it consecrated. He stole a piece of.
From himself?
No. He stole an item. He stole a kid. That is Hikdesh, the Beit HaMikdash. Now he has to give it to the Beit HaMikdash. So how are we going to answer this question? Hatam Ika Shinui Hashem. Oh, back to the Shinui Hashem answer. Dime Ikara Tibla Vehashta Tiruma. Hikdesh Meikara Chulin Vehashta Hikdesh. Good. Name change. When he stole what was it called? Tebel. That's called Tiruma. Shinui Hashem is Kone. With Yush. I stole Chulin. What is it called now? Hikdesh. Yeush with Shinui Hashem will be Kone. That's Rabbi Yosef's answer. This is Shinui Hashem over here. Continues. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Minnai in the Shinui Shu Kone. Now we're going back to Shinui Maaseh. Gemara jumps from Yeush to Shinui Maaseh to Shinui Hashem. So the Gemara says over here, how do you know that Shinui Maaseh is Kone? Shinui Emar Veshivet Gezela. Maktamud lomar asher gazal. We saw this proof before. Im ke'en she gazal yachzir. V'im lav damim ba'amma ba'eshel humeh. Right, v'shivet gezla asher gazal. Of course. What is asher gazal? If it's still intact, like you stole it, you return the item. If you changed it, then already the item becomes the gazlan's or the ganaz, and now he has to return back money. Gemara says, what do you mean? Hay asher gazal meba'e lemeute gezel aviv. She'enu mosif chomesh al gezel aviv. We learn a law here that says if a guy, let's say, stole, let's say the father stole, and he swore falsely, and then he died. So the son has to pay the gezelah for the father after the father dies. However, he does not have to pay chomesh for the swear that the father made. Let's review. Person, let's say, the father was a shomer. Okay, he was entrusted with money. The guy came to him, where's my money back? It got stolen. I swear that it got stolen. What happened over there? After he stole and he swore. So now already he died. And it was realized that what, the father really had the money. Yeah. So now what's the deen? The child has to make good on the father's money to pay it, but he does not have to pay the chomesh for the father. So it says asher gazal. So only the one that was gozel has to pay the chomesh, but not anybody else. As she says, look at Ashi, al gezel abiv, ba gozel mefaleshta afilu nishba abiv lesheker, aval akirim mechayev nekra. Okay, the Gemara's going to learn that the son has to pay because it's chadush in itself. What do I have to pay for my father's thievery? That's chadush, right? That he has to pay, but not for the chomesh. So how could you lose asher gazal for shinui when we use that asher gazal already for chadush by the father? Imken nechtov rachmana veshiv et gezelo. Let it just say gezelo, his gezen, and I know to exclude the father's gezen, that the son does not have to pay homish. Asher Gazal, Lambali Lemichtav. What does it have to say? Asher Gazal, Shema Mina, Tarte. Ella must be coming and telling me both Hadushim. That number one, Gezlabi doesn't pay homage to son. And number two, only Asher Gazal. But if it's a Shinui, then you pay. Dami, Mika de Amre, Amar of Chazdam, Rabbi Yonatan, Menayim, the Shinui She'eno Kone. Reverse. How do I know Shinui Maase is not Kone? Shneva Bishim de Gezela, Mikol Makom. You have to return the Gezela, no matter how it is. Vaketiv, Asher Gazal. What do you mean? Asher Gazal is extra. To teach me only the way you stole it. No. That's to teach me that only on your gezel you pay homage on the father. So therefore, we have according to one shita, even shinui maaseh enokone. I asher gazal. That's already used for something else, and we don't have two hedushim. And he doesn't buy into it. Could have said gezelo. He knows that's not an answer. Therefore, we have a machloket of shinui maaseh kone or not. The Gemara continues on a subject that we were discussing before, the Gabay Yeush. We had a machloket amongst the Amoraim. Is Yeush Kone or not? Amar Ula, Minayin li Yeush, She'enu Kone. So Ula wants to bring a raya. How do you know that Yeush, if the owners made Yeush, that the Gazlan is not Kone? Shne'emar, he brings a pasuk from Malachi. Over there, in Malachi's time, the prophet, they were bringing korbanot that had blemishes, ba'alei mumim. So the pasuk says, "V'havetem gazul v'eta piseyach v'eta choleh." They were bringing sacrifices, stolen piseyach is blemished, choleh is sick. The end of the pasuk says, "Ha'eritze ota miyedchem." God says, "Shall I accept such korbanot?" So the Gemara says, "Gazul dumiyad piseyach." The fact that it's putting gezel in the same pasuk as a ba'al mum as a piseyach, we make a connection. Ma piseyach delet le takanta kelal. Just like you can never fix a piseyach, it's a ba'al mum, it'll never be that way for a korban. So too, af gazul delet le takanta. So too, when a person steals a korban, so there is no takana. La shena lefne yeush, ve la shena achar yeush. That means even after the owner is made yeush, it's still considered stolen, and therefore it's not going to be viable as a korban. So you see that what? Yeush is not kone. So therefore, if we would say that yeush is kone, so then the gazlan owns the korban, the chavra should be able to make it hegdesh. From the fact that you see that the Chachamim said that gezel and piseyach are equal, ma piseyach let le takanta, af gezel eno takana, la shena lefne yeush, la shena b'achar yeush. Rava amar mehacha, Rava comes along and says, yeah, from over here, how do you know yeush is not kone? Says in the pasuk, again by korban ola, korbano, actually, the full pasuk is im ola korbano. If a person is going to bring a korban ola, so the Gemara zores velo hagazul. It means has to be his korban and not a stolen korban. The Gemara says, what's the case? Emat ilim alif ne yeush. If it's talking about a stolen animal before yeush, peshita. Of course, pasuk you cannot bring it because a gazlan cannot make hegdesh on an animal that does not belong to him. Lama likra, it's obvious. Elalav leachar yeush. Must be talking about where he stole the animal after Yush, and the Hadush of the Torah is what? Shmamina Yush Lokani, Shmamina. That even though he stole it after Yush, meaning he stole it and the guy made Yush, the Kara you'd say, oh, maybe he owns it now. If he owns it, he can make it like this. Kara Mashmulan, Korbano. The Roman Gazul, that even after Yush, it's not considered his, so therefore you see Yush is Lokana. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Rava, you yourself on the Amud Rishon answered this question, and you told us, well actually on yesterday's after you said Ba'arava hu damar de gazal korban de chavre, you answered the case was talking about where you didn't steal an animal, you stole an actual korban that was consecrated already, and therefore the Chadush of the Torah is that even though it was Hekdesh already, nothing was Yush, right, the guy didn't make Yush. It doesn't matter. Hadush is that you stole it, a korban that was consecrated already, and you want to bring it for the first guy, it's not going to be accepted. Or the hadush was that you cannot steal something that's consecrated already, because wherever you stake it, it's up to, it belongs to Borei Olam. So therefore, Rava, you're bringing a proof from something that you yourself refuted on the previous daf. So Gemara says, either I could say he retracted, he changed his mind, which means one of the statements that contradict each other, it was Rav Papa in the name of Rava. So therefore, Rav Papa quoted Rava, he heard that Rava said it, and he quoted him, but really he didn't say it. So therefore, we can answer the stira that one was Rava himself, and one was Rav Papa in the name of Rava, and therefore we have no contradiction. We continue the Gemara. We gave a rule in the Mishnah that the law of 4 and 5 only applies to shor and se. Let's review the law. Person steals a shor. He steals it, kefil. Right, he gets caught. Let's say he was tabah or machar, after he stole it. He slaughtered it or he sold it. So if it's a shor, he has to pay how much? 4 times. 4 shevarim. And if he he has to pay Hamisha. But when he steals a sheep, what's the deen say? 4. So if he slaughters it or sells it, he has to pay 4. That's the deen of Arba'a Hamisha. It only applies, the Mishnah says, to Shor, that's it. No other animals. Mash'ik and Kifl applies to everything. The Gemara was, the Mishnah's language was Miruba. Midat Tashlume Kifl, Midat Tashlume Arba'a Hamisha. That there's more applications to the law of kefil than there is to the law of arba'a v'hamisha. Kefil applies to everything. Arba'a v'hamisha only applies to shor v'aseh. So comes the Gemara and says, umidat tashlume arba'a v'hamisha. V'amai, why are you limiting it to shor v'aseh? Nilaf, shor meshabbat. Why don't you make a gezerah shabbat? Shor to shabbat. Ma'alan chayav v'of chayoseh bahen, afkan chayav v'of chayoseh bahen. Just like on Shabbat. It says, Shorecha v'chamorecha, it cannot do work. It doesn't only mean shor, it means any animal, hayav, off as well. So too when it comes to the deen of Arba'a v'Hamisha, even though Torah said shor, it doesn't only mean shor, who are deen? All animals. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Amar Kera, shor vaseh, shne pa'amim, shor vaseh in, di harina, lo. If you look in the pasuk, it's good to get this pasuk clear because it says the word shor v'aseh twice. I read the pasuk for you. Ki ignov ish shor ose ut pacho o mekaro. Hamisha bakar yishlam tachat ha-shor v'arbason tachat ha-seh. So since it says shor seh twice, so therefore we learn to teach me only shor seh. The law applies to and not to other animals. Now the Gemara is going to go through a long analysis exactly what is the derasha. Amre, he miyater. Which shor v'seh is extra? Is it the first one that's extra, or is it the second one? Ilima shor v'seh desefa miyater. Maybe you'll tell me it's the second shor v'seh that's extra. Let's read the pasuk again. The end of the pasuk says, Hamisha bakar yishalem tachat ha-shor, v'arba son tachat ha-seh. If you want to tell me that shor v'seh is extra, the nichtov lachmana, because the pasuk just could have written ki yignov shor ose utpacho umecharo hamisha bakar yishalem tachtav ve'arba son tachtav. Just say that 4 tachtav, 5 tachtav. What do you have to say? Tachta shor, tachta se, not extra. Gemara's no, sorry, it's not extra. You need to tell me that. I katav rachmana ache. If it wouldn't have written shor v'aseh in the end, hava mina ba'esh shelum et tishah lechol echad ve'echad. I would have thought that you have to pay hamisha ve'arba'ah, which means you steal a shor, you slaughter it, hamisha bakar yishalem ve'arba'ah bakar yishalem means 9. Because altogether, the fact that he didn't split it, Tahat ashor, tahat aseh, I would say maybe if each time you steal one animal and slaughter, maybe you got to pay 9 animals. So the Gemara said, it did. It said, Hamisha bakar v'arba bakar. Gemara says, Viki tema, can't be. Haketiv, tahtav. Which means the Pasuk says tahtav. Tahtav is instead of, which means or in lieu of. It says, Hamisha bakar yishalem tahtav, v'arba'a yishalem tahtav. Which is mashma. 5 for this, 4 for that. The word tahtav lechaura takes care of that problem. So comes the Gemara and says, hat tahtav miyater, which is 1 tahtav is extra, because the pasuk just could have said tahtav once. And the fact that it says tahtav teaches me what?
that five for this one and four for that one. I mean, the tahtavs are separating the payments. Mm-hmm. Oh, the Gemara says, no, I'm sorry, you can't use tahtav for that. The derasha aharina. No, I need the words tahtav for a different derasha. The tanya, yachol ganav shor shave mane. A guy stole a shor that's, let's say, worth mane. Yishalem tahtav nechidin. Do you think you could pay back nechidin? As she says, giru'in, which means I got to pay back, let's say, five animals, right? So the animal I stole is worth 100. You think I can pay back now five animals that are worth nothing? Pennies? Yeah. Cheap? Talmud Omar, tahtav. Tahtav. It comes and teaches me what? It's got to be tahtav, meaning equal. Okay, good. So therefore, tahtav already is needed. Ela shor ves. So therefore, wait. So if tahtav is already needed, and therefore shor vese of the sefa teaches me to separate, to tell me that what, that it's not nine animals that you have to pay, that you pay five for this and four for that. So therefore, I still don't know why only shor vese. Maybe we should learn from Shabbat to teach me all animals, and don't tell me shor vese of the sefa is extra, because it's not. I learned from tahtav to teach me the din of what? Tahtav teaches me that I have to pay back equal to what I stole. If I stole sefer shaveh maneh, I cannot pay back garua. Okay, that's tahtav. And what does shor vaseh teach me? Separate. Five for this one, four for that one, instead of paying nine. So where do I know that only shor vaseh? Ela shor vaseh deresha miyutar. Oh. The shor v'seh in the beginning of the pasuk is extra. Did nichtov rachmana, because the pasuk should have just written ki yignov ish utpacho umecharo hamisha b'kai yishlem tachat ashor ve'arba ason tachat haseh, which means just say in the beginning of the pasuk ki yignov ish utpacho umecharo, and then I know from the end of the pasuk hamisha tachat ashor, I know that means he stole ashor, and arba tachat haseh, I know he's supposed to say. What do you have to tell me in the reshef of the sefa? I'll know what the case is talking about. And they said an extra. Must be to tell me only shor v'seh and nothing else. No good. He katav racham anachev. The Torah would have said this. Hava amina ad deganiv tre v'tabach lehu. I would say that maybe the only time you're going to have to pay is when you stole two items and you slaughtered them. Because the pasuk says, ki... Read it like this. The pasuk is ki yignov ish utpacho umecharo, and then the other pasuk says you pay five for this and four for that. So I say maybe the only time you have this deen is when you stole both, when you stole both and you slaughtered both.
Yeah.
Okay, then already the deen applies. How do I know that the law applies even if you did one?
Oh,
that's why I say shor veseh. They tell me even if you did shor or seh. But from the fact that if you don't put shor and seh in the beginning, I would think that only unless you took a stole a shor and you stole a seh and you slaughtered both of them. No, but that's what I mean. Utpacho ketiv. Mechad. It doesn't say utpacho, it doesn't say it in plural, utpachum. It doesn't say it in plural. It's utpacho. So all you have to do is slaughter
it.
One of them, it. So the Gemara is fine. Ve'ema ad ganiv tarvayu. So maybe I'll tell you what's going on selling. That you're not chayav until you steal both and you sell both. Kabbalah says, umcharo ketiv. Again, it says, utmaho umecharo. Necharo is also single. Lechad. Ve'ema avamina ad ganiv tre v'tabahad umezabenhad. Maybe I'll tell you the pasuk means steal both items, slaughter one and sell one. And then you be chayav. Gemara says, "O mecharo ketiv." Again, it says, "Or you sold it." So it cannot mean you slaughtered and sold. Oh, ve'akati still have a mina ad ganiv tarvayu ve'tavachad u'meshayirchad o mezabenchad u'meshayirchad. Maybe I'll tell you the pasuk means you stole both and you sold one and left one, or you slaughtered one and left one, and maybe that's the only time you're going to be chayav. And therefore, that's what a pasuk had to write in the resha, shor oseh, to teach me, a shor alone, one. and you slaughtered it or sold it, or a seh alone. So then we're back to the question, what part of the pasuk is extra to teach me only shor veseh and nothing else? We tried to say shor veseh de sefa. No, didn't work out. So we tried to say shor veseh de resha. Didn't work out. So the Gemara concludes, Ela shor de sefa veseh de resha miyater. One from each. Which means the shor of the sefa and the seh of the resha, those are extras. Why? The nichtov rachmana, the pasuk, could have settled all our issues by writing the following. Ki yignov ish shor utmacho umecharo. And I would have learned what? That you got to steal a shor, okay? And even for one shor, that you slaughtered it or sold it. So I know that rule from the word shor. Hamisha bakay yishalem tahtav, ve'arba son tahat aseh. And that would teach me that it's separate, that each animal gets, one payment is a 5 payment, one animal is a 4 payment. What did you have to tell me? Shor of the seh for the resha, and shor for the sefa, shor the sefa v'seh the resha lamali, shvamina, shor v'sehin, midyaharina, lo. Sefa comes and teaches me that the law of arba'a v'chamisha only applies to shor v'seh and nothing else. Baruch Allah le'olam, amen.